Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, we come with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, embracing this another day, another miraculous day. Every day is a miracle. Every day displays your grace, your mercies, your kindness, your love. Father, who you are unto all mankind. We rejoice in this morning with a grateful attitude, Father God, as we rise and shine to give your name praise, honor, and glory. We ask that you would, Father God, forgive us as we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us on this morning. And we honor you and we bless your name, Father. Father, as your word goes out on today, we ask, Father God, that you will anoint the ears of the hearers in Jesus' name, Father, that they will be quick to hear, Father God, hallelujah, and receive it, believe it and receive it, because your word, Father God, does not ever and will not ever fail, but it will always return back to you, mission accomplished. So we bless you and we thank you and we honor you, Father. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we pray, Father God, as you taught your disciples. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King, Jesus Christ as Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun, going down to the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on the Lord. Boy, that's about six testimonies in one sentence. Hallelujah. I woke up. Hallelujah. That number one, I is a testimony. Then I woke up is another testimony. So that's two. I woke up this morning with my mind. That's three testimonies. With my mind stayed on Jesus, that's four testimonies. And then we got a fifth testimony in that. Just the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, Suki Suki. Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, deliverance, healing in the name of Jesus. Five testimonies in one sentence. Let me tell you something. Only God can do it. Amen. We want to bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. We want to thank God. Amen. God is a, oh, my God, I brainstormed so much last night. It was like, you know how when you plant a seed in the ground, you plant a seed in the ground, all right, you put it under the earth. You don't see that seed no more. But then you look, you keep watering it, and then all of a sudden, bam, 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 all these flowers. Huh? Beloved, the fruit, whoo, my God, you're talking about fertile soil. Amen? And so glory be God. We water the seed with the word of God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. One man plant, another man water. Huh? And see, before we see the fruit, before we see the blessing, before we see the manifestation, we got to go through the chaos. That's where most people want to die and retreat. You see, you got to go through the chaos. You got to go through the rumbling. Because, beloved, when that seed goes in the ground, that seed has to come up through 20, 30 pounds of dirt. That little one seed in the ground has to come up through 30 pounds, sometimes more than that. Come up through all that dirt, all that pressure. Huh? But guess what? It come up. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God. When it's your season, baby, expect to receive. Huh? Woo, my God. As a matter of fact, I already wrote about that in one of my books. But the way the Lord been dealing with me, I'm going to have to, amen, write about it, amen, some more. Because God took me a little bit deeper in that revelation. See, and when your season come forth, baby, and them flowers start bursting up, where these flowers come from the seed, from the seed you planted in your heart, from God's word, amen, God's seed planted in your heart, you see, and your obedience to it, baby, you're going to reap what you sow. It's just a matter of time. Most people give up. See, most people want to look and say, okay, well, we planted this seed last year. It ain't nothing happening. Throw this flower pot in the trash. You're going to throw the flower pot in the trash? Yeah, it ain't nothing. It's barren. You got seed in there. Have you watered it? Have you given it some sun? It ain't going to grow without some water and some sun. But let me tell you, baby, hallelujah. The S-U-N is the S-O-N. God is our sun and shield. God gives us grace and glory. And absolutely no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Ah, somebody say God is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 2 Kings. Amen. So I said all that to say how God is just doing some new things in this ministry. I'm just telling you. And guess what? I'm not restricting God. I ain't restricting God. I don't care how we did it yesterday, last year. I don't care how everybody else is doing it. I could care a hoot. God is doing some new things. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So we want to get to our old tradition. I mean, it's a good tradition. Everybody come up and everybody do a reading on, you know, Black History Month. It's good. I give everybody a little exposure. God said, you coming out of that dead stuff this month. I said, ooh, God, I told y'all one yesterday, I had a fresh rhema download. See, you just be talking, minding your business, and God will speak to you. God will say, here, take this. My God, my God. Huh? God said, you doing an entrepreneur platform this year. I said, okay, all right. Okay. He said, yeah, yeah, you going to feature all the current entrepreneurs, even would-be entrepreneurs. That came to me this morning. The Lord said, add the people that want to be entrepreneurs. You're going to show them how to be one. I said, ah, I see you going somewhere. I see you going somewhere here, God. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah. Glory. He said, you're going to, amen, make sure that everybody, amen, in, amen, life word Jesus, know what the other person is doing. Huh? And then he said, you're going to bring in some other people. This ain't just about life word Jesus. He said, you're going to help my kingdom. Come on now. Then I had a little conversation with Erica last night. And you know when you get something to Erica, Erica going to take it to the 10th degree. And when Erica put her anointing on it, you know it done moved from level 1 to level 10. All right, so we'll be making some announcements. Amen. Go, we're getting it together. We're getting it together. Entrepreneur spotlight. Who knows where God is taking this? Yeah, we talking about a Zoom call, Facebook. Who know where God is taking this? See, that's how God will do. God will give you one seed. He'll give you that one idea, that one thought. See what you're going to do with it. See how you're going to add your faith to it. Amen. How to move in the opportune time. Next thing you know, that's seed a tree. Next thing you know, the tree is a forest. You own the forest kingdom. Huh? Oh, yeah, Walt Disney, we got something for you. We own the forest kingdom. Well, how y'all get up at one seed?
One seed. Well, God just gave us an idea. One day was Black History Month. Amen. And we were just talking, amen, about supporting Black people and supporting businesses. And then God dropped in our spirit, say, do an entrepreneur spotlight. And we said, okay. All right. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on, come on. Give the Lord some praise up here on this morning. Okay. Let us look in 2 Kings chapter 4, starting in verse number 1. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. Now the wife of the son of one of the men who tell what will happen in the future cried out to Elijah, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. You know that your servant honored the Lord with fear. But the man to whom he owed money has come to take my two children to make them serve him." Elijah said to her, "What can I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your woman servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go around and get jars from all your neighbors. Get empty jars, many of them. Then go in and shut the door behind you and your sons. Put the oil into all these jars and set aside each one that is full." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. She took the jars to her and she poured. When the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another jar." And he said to her, "There is not one jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go and sell the oil and pay what you owe. You and your sons can live on the rest." And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people, God. What's my subject? God just changed my subject. when I created, amen, the broadcast today, because we have to go in and take a couple minutes and create it for Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So everybody on the internet can know, you know, that we're going to be on at 6 o'clock and, you know, what we're going to talk about. Sometimes we don't know what we're talking about. I just make up stuff because I got to put something in there. All right. I started out with, "Are you an entrepreneur?" The Holy Spirit just changed my subject and said, "Everyone is an entrepreneur." Father, we say thank you for the word of God, and thank you for turning it from natural to spiritual. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and in Jesus' name, we do pray. Beloved, we see in our scripture here on this day, amen, that the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that there was a wife. She was one of Elijah's prophets, and he died, okay? And she went to Elijah and told Elijah, she said, "The creditors is coming to take my two children as slaves." Because back in the day, they could do that. I don't know if y'all remember, but when I was growing up, if you owe people money, they'd come in your house and take your TV. They said, "Start taking your furniture." I don't know if some of y'all are old enough to remember that. Oh, baby, you wasn't running down to no bankruptcy court and filing chapter 13 or 11. You was going to pay with something. They was going to get you. You had something to sell. Huh? Yeah, and then it gets deeper than that. So especially back in those days, beloved, so the creditors was coming. They was coming. They said, "Well, your husband owed us some money." See, nowadays when people die, you say, "Well, they dead. Okay, throw all their debts under the table." No, I don't think so. They dead, but somebody going to pay their bills because the bill didn't die with them. They dead, but this bill is still hot. Huh? So back in the days, they could do that. So she had two sons. And y'all know how we is about our babies. I don't care how old they are. I don't care. They 30, 40-year-old men. They that's my boy. That's my boy. That's my girl. Don't touch my children. They was coming for him. She went to Elijah for help. Beloved, sometimes it's time to make a move. See, because she didn't go to Elijah until she heard that they was coming for her children. Sometimes God will create situations in your life to let you know it's time to make a move. Sometimes God will allow pressure to come into your life to let you know it's time for you to make a move. You can't keep doing like you've been doing. Keep laying back like you've been laying back. Amen. Get off your butt. It's time to do something. And so God, amen, allowed this situation to take place. Because who knows? She might not have gone to Elijah. Elijah was her divine connector. See, Elijah was going to open the door for her to her destiny. But she ain't know it. She ain't know it. She was forced to go to Elijah. Probably didn't even want to go. You know how pride set in? Man, I ain't asking him for nothing, huh? Yeah, well, you know, God take care of his own. I can handle my, oh, yeah, they come to get them boys, and you know they coming. So God will create a situation to allow us, amen, and force us to make a move. The Lord is saying, okay, now is the time, jump. Jump. Okay? So this is what she did. But look what happened in verse number 2. Excuse me. Elijah replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? What you got? What you working with, sis? Huh? What's your gifts? Ah, come on, somebody. Somebody say your gifts will make room for you. What's your gifts? What you got? You got something? You got a sewing machine? What you got? Got some coupons? Y'all remember the back in the day, people was making hundreds of dollars on coupons. you got something. What you working with? Because everybody got something. I ain't got nothing. You a liar. You haven't discovered. Each and every one of us has a gift. Some of us so blessed we got multi-gifts. Can you read? Can you write? Can you sing? Can you paint? Can you do a little art? Can you do a little poetry? Can you sell a little Avon? Come on, sister, what you working with? I ain't here to judge you. I just want to know what you got. Huh? Glory be to God. And she said, I ain't got nothing, prophet. She said, I got one thing. Somebody say, but this one thing. Come on now. Somebody say that one thing is enough. Turn around and tell your neighbor that one thing is enough. Huh? Michael Jackson ain't have a whole lot, but that boy knew how to sing and dance. Huh? Oprah ain't had a whole lot. She just knew how to talk. Huh? Who said you got to have 2, 3, and 4 gifts? We focusing on the gift we don't have instead of focusing on the gift we do have. She said, I got one thing. She said, I got a jar of oil. That's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. Everything good. Glory be to God. Everything gone. He said, okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say little is much if God is in it. And your labor is not in vain. He said in verse number 3, he said, go, borrow jars, empty jars. Now, you don't need no full jars. You want some empty jars. Huh? From all your neighbors. And don't just get a few. I want you to get a whole lot. He said, I want you to go borrow. You about to go in business. She didn't know that God was setting her up to be one of the first female entrepreneurs. I want you to go get loans. Go to the SBA. Where they sponsoring, amen, small business owners, people just getting started off, black business owners, minority business. Go to the SBA. Go to your family. Huh? You borrowing money for this and for that? Go get something from them so they can make an investment in your vision and in your dream. Glory be to God. Go cash in on that whole life insurance policy. You got some money sitting up in there. Borrow. Get your pride out the way. You about to do something here. You need money. You can't do nothing. nothing without money. You can't do it. It takes money. The gospel is free. It takes money. Everything takes money. Even Jesus knew it took money. Jesus walking around with a treasurer. Had so much money in the pot, Judas was stealing, and nobody knew Judas was stealing but Jesus. So you know they had more than $20, because if they only had $20 in the pot, $20 is easy to miss. Get your pride out the way. And don't come back in here with one jar. Yeah, well, I went next door and got $20 from my neighbor. Stop thinking small. Stop thinking small. You need hundreds and thousands of dollars. He said, come back in here with a whole bunch of jars. Get to everybody you can get to. Glory be. You about to go in business, Miss Entrepreneur. Glory be. You need help. Stop thinking you can do this thing on your own. Oh, I don't need no marketing person. No, I don't need no, amen, nobody to help me. I don't need no assistant. No, I don't need no mentor. I don't need no coach. Huh? Right now, glory be to God, I'm being certified, amen, in school right now, amen, to be a certified life coach. And they're teaching us, amen, that when you, the difference between a counselor and a coach, a counselor is for unhealthy people. A coach is for healthy people that's stuck. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you need somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, borrow and don't borrow a few. So the Bible tells us in verse number 4, what she did, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. It says, then he said, this is him still talking, Elijah. He said, now I want you to go borrow a bunch. Get some help. Get your sons to help you. Load up your living room, your kitchen. Just fill it. We're going to call this the house of jars. Amen, because you're going somewhere. He said, then I want you to go, then verse number 4, go inside and shut the door behind you. You and your sons. It's a family business. Come on, somebody. It ain't nothing like a family business. Ah! I love to see when they be celebrating them on television and on the internet. Say, the fam, this is a family business. Glory, we working this thing together. Glory be to God. Amen. He cleaning the kitchen. She rolling the dough. She frying the chicken. Glory be to God. And she working the cash register. Ah, ching, 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 ching. Glory be to God. He said, go inside, shut the door behind you and your sons, pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to the side. Ha! He said, go in and shut the door. He said, now, you're going to borrow, amen, the jars, but you're only talking to the people you're borrowing from. You ain't telling nobody else right now. He said, shut the door. Now, you ain't making no announcements right now in this minute. All right? Glory be to God. You're not making no announcement about you launching your business, right? Not to everybody, just to those who are needed. Just the ones that on a need-to-know basis. Shut the door. See, because then now it's going to become private. For why? Because you're about to launch a grand opening. You don't need too many questions right now. You don't need too many questions. You're about to launch a grand opening. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, use your faith. I'm going to do this. And what if it don't sell? He said, use your faith. Hush your mouth and use your faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, with man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It was this lady's time. It was this lady's time. She went to see her kingdom coach. You can call Elijah her coach. Amen. You can call God Elijah was a coach. Let me tell you the difference between a coach and a mentor. And I'm both. Pastor Bradford is a mentor and a coach. A mentor is when you are sharing with somebody else what's in you. So if Pastor Bradford is ministering to Sister Elaine. Sister Bradford is her mentor, and I'm going to share with Sister Elaine what's in me. The strengths in me. The accomplishments in me. So she is drawing out of my strength and accomplishments. That makes me her mentor. But as a coach, Sister Bradford is drawing out of Elaine what's in Elaine. It's already in Elaine. She just don't know it's in her. It's already in her. She's stuck and don't know how to get it out. See? And so Pastor Bradford draws it out of Elaine, not by telling Elaine what to do, but by listening and asking powerful questions. Ah, my God, Sookie. All right, I'm giving y'all my course. Amen. Glory be to God. I just completed my homework on last night. So let's see what happens here. He told her what to do. Verse number 5. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and they brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. All right, so number one, she was obedient to the man of God. She was obedient to her coach, okay? And look what she did. She went deeper. She borrowed the jars. That took faith enough. But now she had to go deeper. Somebody say, go deeper. So you just have the idea this ain't going to get you no money. It's not going to get you nowhere. It's not going to, you're not, you sitting around. I think somebody sent me, somebody did. Let me share this with you. They sent me a text last week. And I have to share this with you because it ties right into, amen, the message on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me pull it up to make sure I got it right. Huh? Okay. Okay, this is what they said here. Okay. All right. Just give me 5 seconds. I should be coming up on it right now. Okay. All right, I can't find it. All right, they said it's a dream. In other words, I'll find it. I'll share it with you tomorrow. Amen. But you got to do more than just dream about it. You got to do about it. So if you're just dreaming, that's not going to take you. That's not going to get you nowhere. Well, one day, I think I want to go in business. I want to own a restaurant. I want to do this. All right, fine. All right, that's the beginning point. Now what? Where's the action to that? See? So you got to go deeper than just dreaming. So she got the jars, but she had to go deeper. Amen. She had to explore her possibilities. See, what was Elijah doing with her? He was expanding her, challenging her to expand her capacity to receive. In order to receive more, you have to expand your capacity. So if you want to carry a 5-pound bag of flour, you got to have your bag that you're going to put it in has to be larger than 5 pounds. You can't put a 5-pound bag of flour in a 1-pound bag. You have to expand your capacity to receive more. She had to go deeper. He said, keep pouring. Keep looking at possibilities. And look what else he said. He said, one at a time. I got 3 things I'm working on. Okay, one at a time. Well, you know, I was looking at this two paths, and I was looking, okay, let's lay this out. Let's get a game plan. How are we going to flow into all this? One at a time. See, because you get all this stuff all mixed up in this, on the table, and you don't end up doing nothing. Because now it's too overwhelming. Yeah, because, you know, I was thinking about writing a book, you know, and then, you know, I want to write a play, and, you know, I want to do this. All right, one at a time. Let's keep it simple. You haven't did the first thing yet. That's why you haven't gotten anything done. All right, let's take this, amen, and steps and goals that are reachable. Because if you have a reachable goal and you obtain that, that's going to give you confidence to move on to the next thing. And to the next thing, You want to be a millionaire? Fine. Well, let's start with $100,000. Can you make $100,000 this year? Let's make $100,000 and then let's move on, okay? So 200, 300, we're going to get you to the million. Because you're going to find out somewhere in the middle there, God's going to multiply it and he's going to move you from 5 to 10 and from 10 to 20. And one legal, and one bound. All right, let me move on. All right, so what happened here? Amen. So he said, pour and keep pouring. Don't get tired. I'm so tired. I poured this oil. I'm going to, you better wake up. There ain't no time to sleep. Baby, you got someplace to go. Glory be to God. Keep pouring. You poured one, fine. Put that to the corner. Poured another one. Huh? You took one order. Are you in business? Amen. Hallelujah. You selling jewelry, whatever, okay? All right, you had a good week last week. It ain't time to go on vacation, baby. Keep working. Keep working. Keep writing. Whatever it is God is giving you to step out on, keep going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the difference, amen, between the successful and the unsuccessful. The unsuccessful, they make a little bit of money. They want to go on vacation and close up shop. See? The successful, what they do is they take that profit and they invest it. See, they invest the profits and they spend the dividends on the profit. That's what they live on. We have to start thinking like a winner. You need to get some books and stuff. You can find it right in the Bible, actually, and find out how rich people think. You ever get in your car, for some of you that don't live in those real, real pretty sections, I mean really pretty, suburbs, high rises, I mean beautiful. What's the difference between the people that live over there and where you live? I'm going to tell you in one word, their mindset. That's all I'm going to say on that, and we'll teach on that a little bit later. Okay. Remember when Jesus told them, when Jesus was at the wedding? And Mary told Jesus that they didn't have no, you know, they had ran out of wine. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, fill the water pots. He said, all right, woman, here you go. Mary mother knew Jesus. Look, Mary mother knew that she, look, that's the first recorded miracle, but that don't mean that's the first miracle that Jesus did. Jesus grew up in his mother's house. I'm sure Mary and Joseph saw Jesus do a whole bunch of miracles from the time he was a toddler up to then. I know they were sitting around the house shaking their head like, here go, amen, God, amen. He wasn't Houdini, but glory be to God. This wasn't the first miracle, amen, that Jesus did. That's why Mary knew that Jesus could do a miracle. Mary had seen some stuff. She knew what her son can throw down. And what did Jesus do? Jesus said, all right, fill the water pot. Fill it to the brim, huh? One at a time. Glory be to God. This is where I want to show you today, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 6. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. What's going on here? Are you in business for 6 months? Don't you know when you go in business, the first 3 to 5 years is the most difficult? If you can survive 3 to 5 years in business, you win for the long run. Glory be to God. You can't stop because, amen, you ran out of a jars. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, what happened here in verse number 6 is her faith stopped when the oil stopped. And when she should have been believing God for more oil. Because if he gave you the first, he can give you the second. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God is a finisher. God don't start anything he don't finish, because actually he finished it before he began. Hallelujah. She didn't go any higher. She got stuck. You know, you stuck at $5,000. Yeah, well, we made $10,000. That's good. That's wonderful. All right, what you made yesterday? We made $10,000. Okay, so you make it. All right, what you make after that? Well, we made about $8,000. Nah, you stuck. You stuck. Jeff Bezos started in his garage. Maybe making about $50,000 a year. Now, he won the richest man's in the world, richest men in the world. Well, he is an example. Who says you got to stop? Well, we got 20 customers. All right, fine. Praise the Lord. What about 20 more? See, beloved, see, look, we put God in a box. God ain't in no box. The sky is not the limit. Yeah, you know, baby, the sky is the limit. The devil is a lie. The sky, my grandma told me, the sky is not the limit. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. This lady here, amen, she was displaying her power, amen, but she stopped believing. I don't believe God can make me a millionaire. I don't believe that. You know, if I could just, you know, make a couple of dollars, keep my utilities on and stuff, you know, I ain't going to get greedy. You greedy. As long as you seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said, don't embarrass me. This is the reason I came, that you might have life and that more abundantly. I don't want you struggling. I don't want you running from your bill collectors. I don't want your credit report all jacked up. I don't want you living beneath your means. How you going to be a witness for me? How you going to tell other people what God can do when he ain't doing it for you? Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Her faith stopped. She reached the plateau. She reached the plateau. We want to talk about rising above that plateau. Amen. Not today. As I'm looking at the clock and my time, it's winding down. But, amen, glory be to God. Remember when the disciples were with Jesus? Amen. Jesus took that two-piece fish dinner and fed 5,000 men, not to count the women and the children. All right, so we was probably looking at about 15, 20,000 people, and they had scraps left over. They had food left over. Who said you got to stop? Who said you got to stop with one book? Who said you got to stop with one idea? Who said you got to stop? Oh, I got me a good paying customer. Who said you got to stop with that one? Maybe God want all your customers to be good paying customers. See, as a man thinketh, as a man believeth, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Last verse here, verse number seven. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. She went and told the man of God and said, go sell the oil, pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. So you got enough to pay your bills, girl, and you got something left over. You know, you got a little bit left over. Go get yourself some furniture. What you need? You want a little TV, that TV that's on sale, that smart TV. Go get yourself that. Yeah, you've been needing to upgrade that cell phone for a bit. Amen. Matter of fact, you need to upgrade your car. Glory be to God. You know what? Amen. So-and-so is having a weekend retreat. You know, go put a deposit on that. Hey, my God, money make you happy. The Bible says money answers for all things. I think I heard Benny Hinn say this. Glory be to God. Amen. Those who say money don't make you happy ain't never had none. Amen. Glory be to God. Not that we can put money before God, but beloved, but money is an exchange. Money is a vehicle. It's a necessary vehicle. Amen. Even Jesus himself had money and would have the women in the Bible didn't say so much about the man. We know the men was given, but they said the women, the business owners and Jesus, they would come and put money in Jesus' pocket and Jesus would take it. He didn't say, no, sister, keep your money. Now, Jesus took that money. You know what? Not that Jesus needed it, but he knew that they was going to be blessed by giving to him. Ah, come on, somebody. So Elijah told her in verse 7, he said, okay, go sell what you have. He said, now you could have had more. You could have had more, but your faith didn't take you to that level. You didn't want to go deeper in your faith. He said, but check this out. He said, but even what you got is enough. I come to tell somebody you could have more, but even what you got is enough. I want to say you could have a brighter idea, a bigger idea, but the idea that you got is enough. I come to say, yeah, you could be moving in a different realm and a different service, but what you got is enough. And she took that money and got out of debt. Didn't owe nobody nothing but the debt of love. And didn't have to worry about her sons being kidnapped. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, my God. Hallelujah. Psalms. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. 37. Hallelujah. Verse number 21. It says, the wicked borrow and pay and don't pay back, but the righteous give generously. God don't want you to be a slave, amen, to the lender. He said, you the head and not the tail. You the borrower. And I heard Dr. Cindy Trim teach on that. She said, the only way you're going to be the head and not the tail is you got to be a business owner. You're not going to be no head working no 9 to 5. Now, you're going to be able to, you know, sustain, but you ain't going to be the head. You ain't going to be the lender, not working no 9 to 5. You got to be a business owner. Glory be to God. It's something out there to sell, baby. It's something to sell. Until you get your own product, start selling somebody else's. Sell some jewelry. Sell some Avon. Sell some perfume. Sell some stockings. Come on and sell something. Why? Because it's an exchange for your service. You're going to get some money. See, now you got money to give God some tithes. You got money, amen, to take care of your needs. And you got money to sow into his kingdom. And God is pleased in that order. All right. Glory be to God. All right. All right. So two more scriptures, or maybe three. And then I'm closing. Everybody ought to be an entrepreneur. Romans 12. Chapter number 17, repay no one evil for evil, but give thoughts to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Beloved, amen. It's time for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Start thinking different. You got to start thinking. You got to stop thinking like a grasshopper. Well, you know, the grasshopper, you know, the giants in the land, and we was as grasshoppers to them. God didn't call you no grasshopper. You called your own self a grasshopper. Who called you a doggone grasshopper? Well, you know, I'm just a little worm. A worm? You ain't no cotton-picking worm. You fearfully and wonderfully made in the Lord's image. You calling God a worm? We got to start thinking different of, oh, so-and-so doing good. They doing good in their business. Fine. Why aren't you doing good in yours? But don't nobody support me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. They coming. They coming. And I'm going to do my part because God just gave me a different mantle. I'm going to do my part to make sure they coming. Now, the question is, amen, don't get so greedy where you just want people to support you, and you ain't supporting nobody. See, because you read what you sow. Matthew 9:29, amen, says this, and he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it done unto you. According to your faith. Especially, beloved, with the internet now. You know how many billions of dollars are being made on the internet? People ain't even leaving their houses. Maybe you need to sit down with a consultant. Maybe you need to sit down with a therapist. Glory be to God. Erica offers that business. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm being groomed to take it to a different level. There's many people out there. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. Stop acting like you know it all. This widow woman here would have never did it if she hadn't gone to Elijah. Stop acting like you don't need nobody and don't need to talk to somebody and somebody to pray with you and be willing to and make an investment in yourself. How much they want? They want $75, sister. $75? You got to be crazy. You won't invest $75 in yourself. You go out there and buy them shoes. Go out there and place that Amazon order. Go out there, glory be to God, at the restaurants. We got them delivering Chinese food to your house. Amen. And all that other stuff. And you won't invest, amen, money in yourself. See, we think different. Successful people are always investing in themselves. That's why you see them going to seminars, traveling around the world for conferences, buying books, tapes. Amen. Glory be to God. Anything that they can do to expand their knowledge. They ain't got no problem with it. They ain't got no problem with it. When I found out what some of the people was paying to attend this one-day seminar, they was paying thousands of dollars for a one-day seminar. But all of them in the room was millionaires. All of them. Glory be to God. Matthews, hallelujah. Okay, okay. I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time. Amen. Glory be to God. Matthews 13. Amen. 58. Hallelujah. Matthews 13, 58. And what? And he did not do many miracles. What? Because of their lack of faith. If you don't believe, can't nobody believe for you. Can't nobody believe for you. And the last scripture I want to share today, amen, it's Luke 1, 45. Amen. Luke chapter number 1. Okay, give me 1 second here. And I already said that, okay? And he did not do many miracles because of their unbelief. Beloved, you have something on the inside of you. And we're going to bring it out. It's something. Beloved, let me tell you, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Go on back there to Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They wasn't punching in working for YY. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we need to do what we need to do. Maybe you need a little job at Walmart or whatever. That's fine. All right? I'm not putting that down. But all I'm saying, read your Bible. They was all owning something, baby. They was business owners. They was business owners. Because that's going to create that free society. That's going to create that generational wealth. That's going to put the money back in the community. That's the way we need to be thinking. And we also need to support one another the way our, amen, brothers and sisters of another persuasion do. Yeah, well, the Jews, God bless the Jews. Well, so what? You spiritual Jews yourself. Three on the Jews. Oh, the Jews going to support the Jews. They going to support the Jews. They might take it outside of that circle, baby, but only if necessary. They going to support the Jews. Caucasians going to support the Caucasians. You want to sell your house? Huh? In a white neighborhood, you better take all your pictures off the wall. Because when the Caucasians find out that, you know, you own this house, they probably going to go buy the other house. Because they support their own. All I'm saying is when we going to start and stop taking our money out the neighborhood. Well, you know, they just don't, black folks, they always got an attitude and maybe they got, you know, when they see you support them, they do better. When they see the money coming in, they do better. When they see you believing in them, they do better. Why don't you give them an opportunity to do better? We got to stop making excuses for why we don't support one another. Yeah, so-and-so just wrote a book. All right, where are your copy? I was at an event on Saturday. The young lady came up to me. She said, oh, Apostle Bradford, she said, oh, I'm still blessed by the book you wrote. I said, oh, really? Yeah, remember 2-3 years ago and I bought your book? She said, I still read it every day. I said, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, you look, whatever it is, this woman had one thing. She had a jar of oil, and she had to borrow that. Maybe God is giving you an invention. Maybe God has put a book in you. Maybe God has put a service in you. Huh? Maybe you need to be a coach. Whatever, there's something for you to do, amen, to bring to the marketplace. So that's how you make money. What do you think? Welfare going to make you rich? And most of you done put more money in lottery than you done gained God and his kingdom all your life. You would be embarrassed to let people know you done spent $1,000 on the lottery and only gave God about $200. in your life. Because when I hit the number, and this is what I'm going to do, glory be to God, God's word is the number. What scripture you want? Numbers 12, 12, what numbers you want? See, that's that poverty mentality. I know about it because my grandmother used to send me to play the numbers. That's Jack. She said, come on, freedom. My mother, and that's when it was illegal. A couple of my family members went to jail for playing numbers. So I grew up with that mindset. Huh? Glory be to God. But, beloved, that ain't God's way. I'm not saying God can't use that, but I'm telling you, God got a better way. Most of the people hit the number, they be so happy to know when that money gone. They be happy. They hate they even hit it. Ain't that something? Money only makes you more what you already are. Beloved, entrepreneur, amen, everybody need to be one. So I will, Erica and I are still working on this, amen, and the Lord is still brainstorming. He's still giving me ideas, so I can't say. All I know is we're going to have it this month. And we want to feature everybody, your service, your product, amen. We want you to come out. We want you to support. We want you to invite other people. I'm going to have a flyer made up. People can participate who are entrepreneurs. And then, amen, the Holy Spirit downloaded me today for those who want to be entrepreneurs. We're going to show you how to do it. We're going to show you how to do it. Because, see, by me blessing you this way, God is taking my stuff to a higher level. Because I've been stagnant myself for a while. I got 7 books. You got 7 books, Frida. Why don't everybody know about your books? Well, okay, well, Lord, I need to learn how to market. Well, what's the problem? Why don't you find a marketeer? See, we make excuses for not prospering. We make excuses for being stuck, like the lady that ran out of oil. All the oil going. No, all the oil ain't going. Because there's no shortage in the Lord's kingdom. There's plenty of oil where that came from. Plenty of jars where that came from. The person that invented, talking about history, amen, that invented the kerosene lamp. Like Thomas Edison, one of them. Y'all do your research. He was wise enough. So he invented the kerosene lamp. So what he did is he went around and gave everybody a free lamp. But they had to come to him to buy the oil. And that's why you see people, that's what a marketing strategy, give away a whole bunch of free stuff. This free, that free, that free, that free. Because see, then you give them a reason to come back to you. Their strategy, God will download the strategy. But are you willing? And you know what? And we need to become entrepreneurs and then pass that down. So our children, amen. But love, because if we don't, guess what? We're going back to the cotton fields. Look, you have people with college degrees can't even find a job. You got people in corporate America leaving to start their own business. You ain't, because guess what? That's what you was created to do. You could do something else temporarily, but you was created to be an entrepreneur because God put something in you. You just need to be around the right people that's going to help bring it out. Like this widow woman was with Elijah. Amen. And God has certified me. Amen. Glory be to God. Now I'm finding out that what I'm learning, I was doing all the time, but now I'm aware of it, and God has taken me deeper in it. Huh? And God got something for you, too. All right, Lord's willing, we'll pick back up here. We'll be making the announcement as soon as we get everything together. This is Entrepreneur Month, Entrepreneur Platform. Tell your children, tell your nieces, tell your cousins. All right, Life Word Jesus, Pastor Bradford, having the Entrepreneur Platform. Okay, you need to check it out. Amen. And come on and, you know, let us spotlight what you do, what you say, what you write, whatever. If you're for beginners, people in the middle, and those experienced. And we might have to do 2 or 3 parts. We might have to come together 2 or 3 times this month. Then Minister Nancy prophesied something else. She talked about taking it to a building. Well, if we take it to a building, I don't think it's going to be this month, but maybe that's where God wants to take it. I don't know. Maybe he want to put it on television. I don't know. Just tell the Lord yes and go. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth, Father God, on entrepreneurship. We want to say thank you, Father. An entrepreneur is a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses. And they take on greater than normal financial risks in order to do that. And because of that, people are afraid. People are afraid because they look at how much it's going to cost, Father God. They're looking at what they don't have instead of what they could have. They're looking at what it's going to cost as opposed to what it's going to benefit, Father God. And we get stuck in the rut. We stay at the bottom of the food chain. Father God, when you want us to be risk takers, and when you tell us to jump, we jump. When you tell us to move, we move. Elijah told the widow woman, go now. Go down there to SBA and get yourself a loan. That's how everybody else go in business. They don't spend their money. They spend other people's money. Then you make some money and you pay everybody back. Father God, help us to get rid of this ghetto poverty mentality. God, us making this little bit of money a year, live comfortable on Social Security. Can't nobody live on no doggone Social Security? $20,000-$30,000 a year, and you trying to get us to $200,000-$400,000 a year. Help our mindset to be elevated so that we can be kingdom shakers and movers and be a benefit to your kingdom, Father. Help us to help ourselves as we reflect on the successes of others in this Black History Month. Help us to focus on our own. Because you said if we meditate on you day and night, we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night. Then shall thou have good success, and you will prosper as your soul prospers. And our soul says, amen. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we go out today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. Thank you for stirring up, Father. We tired of the okey-doke. We tired of generational poverty. Don't have money to pay your rent. Borrowing food. Don't know how you're going to pay the electricity. Your car note threatened. We tired. So God, we need a game plan because you already gave us the gift. Some of us can talk our way into the Hall of Fame, the gift of gab. You've given us a gift, so help us to use it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. We'll be praying at 12, back again at 9. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray for the spirit of entrepreneurship to be released. See? And for us to take that step of faith, and for us not only to want to be supported as an entrepreneur, but also to support others and give them a chance. And after you give them a chance, give them a second one and keep on. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you. Talk to you soon. Blessings on blessings. Amen, 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 amen.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking forward.